How do you rate your own performance relative to your peers? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Eric Gaze, senior lecturer in mathematics at Bowdoin College, says you may be right or you may be wrong.
John Cleese once summed up the idea of the Dunning-Kruger effect as, if you are really, really stupid, then it's impossible for you to know you are really, really stupid. A quick search of the news brings up dozens of recent headlines connecting the Dunning-Kruger effect to everything from work to empathy and even to why Donald Trump was elected president. My colleagues and I suggest that the mathematical approach used to show this effect may be incorrect. It arises when you ask people to estimate their performance relative to everyone else. But this type of self-assessment is subject to the fallacy that most people consider themselves better than average. Research shows that 93% of Americans think they are better drivers than 50% of everyone else, which is mathematically impossible. Establishing that the least skilled can adequately self-assess required a different approach. My colleague, Ed Neufer, and his team gave students a 25-question scientific literacy test. After answering each question, the students would rate their performance as either nailed it, not sure, or no idea. It turns out that all students self-assess passably well, and only a small percentage, about 5%, prove so egregious in their overestimates to meet the unskilled and unaware stereotype. The original Dunning-Kruger paper starts with the quote, "It is one of the essential features of incompetence that the person so inflicted is incapable of knowing that they are incompetent." This idea has spread far and wide through both scientific literature and pop culture alike. But the reality is that very few people fall into this category. Most people have an innate ability to gauge their competence, and to claim otherwise is to consign half of the population into a hopelessly lost category. And this is just not true.
That was Eric Gaze of Bowdoin College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.